This week marked the next chapter and a very important one in the lives of school children with special needs in County Wexford. On Tuesday, 25th of May 2021, the classroom doors opened to new rooms, state-of-the-art equipment and some exceptional facilities for students in attendance at St. Patrick's Special School in Enniscorthy. After their first full day at their new school, I caught up with some students and teachers to find out how they're settling in. I met five Senior Oak students and school leavers. First up, Molly Buckley.
Very happy in school, isn't it?
Yeah. And does it make you happy to be here finally? Eric, hello. Thank you so much for talking to me today. Eric, how do you find your new school?
Very good.
What do you like about it?
Writing.
And how do you find it in comparison to the last school? It's much bigger and brighter. Do you like it like that?
I like it.
Next, I asked school leaver Ben Scarfe what he thought of his new school.
Good. It's bigger than the old school.
And what was your old school like?
It was falling down.
What was that like to be in school that was falling down?
Not happy.
And what do you think of the big long corridors and all? Is it too big?
Yeah.
Do you think you might get lost someday?
Yeah.
Hello, John. How are you?
Happy.
And how do you like your new school?
Happy.
And what do you like about it?
The door.
Yeah. Make you feel happy.
Yeah.
And what do you think? It's too big?
No.
It could be bigger.
Yeah.
And Jessica Rossiter says she's most excited about starting dance lessons. What's your favourite part of your new school? Big halls. I think they're so big I'd get lost in here.
And we have a big library. Jessica loves books, so she's looking forward to getting into the big library. So we have lots of space now for dancing, won't we? In the P hall, we'll have lots of room for lots of dancing.
Oh, that's it too.
We'll have dancing, yeah?
Yeah.
And this is a group now that are all moving on to adult services in the county. So we're transitioning out of school, but it's just been great for them to experience, to be able to be in school and to experience this new building. And I kind of feel really sorry for students that have left that haven't got the opportunity to benefit from this amazing building.
Senior class teacher for school leavers and one of many who have seen the old school facility outgrow the needs of students, Katrina Redmond.
It's been a very, very exciting time. I'm 26 years here now, and all that time I've been waiting and waiting for a new school. We've had Mary Leach and Michael Dunbar and now Lee Rogers, and we're finally here, which is just brilliant.
You can see it in your eyes, you're very emotional.
Yeah. Yesterday. Seeing everybody come into school off the buses, and the Gaelic School were clapping all the students in the door, and it was very emotional and very exciting. It's a great privilege to be able to bring these students in here before they leave school and move on. So it's really a great opportunity for them to get the most out of what they deserve. And it's just a pity that so many students didn't get it. But now we're moving onwards and forwards. And I think the future is very bright. And it's really exciting time for us here. I think we're really privileged to be here. But we deserve it. Our students deserve it. Very, very much so.
Bridget Roberts, a home economics teacher in St. Patrick's Special School, says the Mammoth Project was helped greatly by community effort and spirit.
I think the spirit of St. Patrick's was here from we started moving, and we finished in the old building on Wednesday afternoon, and people were just filling their cars with equipment and stuff to get started on getting everything in place for the students. We have Seamus, our bus driver, he actually came up to the old school, filled boxes with me and brought them down on the bus to help me get started. And it was just a fantastic will to deliver the whole project. I just want to say thank you to the taxpayers and to all the construction workers and everybody, Department of Education, because for years they've been coming into the school asking us what did we require. And there have been so many people involved in the design of this building. My daughter actually said to me, she said, this is like the children's hospital of schools, the amount of money and effort that has gone into delivering this. And I'm delighted that these bunch of students are going to have even a couple of weeks to experience all this before they go on to their next placement. So getting in before the end of the school year has been wonderful, and I think it's just great.
And, you know, it kind of brings young people to a place where they deserve to be and they should have been all along. You know, you would always wonder would we be able to bring the soul of St. Patrick's with us, but I think looking yesterday morning at the front door, the soul of St. Patrick's did come with us very much. You know, the spirit of the school came with us, which is something that a big building like this, but yeah, the minute we came in the doors, it came with us, so that was really special.
The power of St. Pat's is in the students.
It is, definitely in the students. We can have the best building in the world, but without our students, it wouldn't be what it is today.
I think that deserves a big round of applause. What do you think? Yeah.